Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everybody. This is actually Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, subbing for Dee today. I'm super pumped to be here with you guys. Lots to cover, so much crazy energy going on. For those of you that do not know me, I've been working with Dee for 20 years now, which is really crazy, but it's been 20 years. Funny how we haven't aged a day. And I work a little differently than Dee, but we will still get to the same place. When you guys chat with me, you can ask about anything you want. You can even ask for just a general energetic reading or something specific, but we will have a good time. If you don't know me, you can look me up at intuitionbynadia.com. So guys, some announcements for Dee. She has a webinar called What's Next, and it's coming November 11th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Guys, this is about a week after the election, and she's going to cover the COVID vaccine, the holidays, the new year, and you can find that link on IMD Wallace homepage, okay? Super exciting. I mean, who knows what's happening? 2020 just can't get any crazier. For you guys that don't know me, I also do workshops. I just finished this year since August. I've done 3 manifestation boot camps, which are amazing. We do them online and they are so fun. I do workbooks and I am going to do some in the new year. So if you want to check those out, go ahead and subscribe and I will be sending out when I will be doing my next workshops. I also do a workshop, which is connecting to your inner voice, which is so you guys can do what Dee and I do, which is really connecting to your own intuition to not only help yourself, but help other people. Really fun, guys. And I can't tell you how amazing these workshops were. The last thing I will say is if you have not subscribed, I am going to be putting out my November energy update later this week. I do energy updates of the coming month every month for free, guys. And it's these months, just to the last few months of the year, I feel like are so intense. Okay. So I sat with what to talk about with you guys before we get started on callers. I tried to say, what does this group need to hear today? And this is what I heard. Why are you making it so hard? That was like the words that came into my head. They're making it really hard. Things are the perception that things need to be hard. Watch where you're fighting something or pushing against something that you don't have control over. A lot of us feel that way and have felt that way around COVID, around the upcoming elections. So see where you're doing that, because we need to really open up this energy flow. October, which I talked about in my energy update last month, was a month of this sort of, it wasn't an instant gratification month. This was a very internal month. And things are going to get pushed forward very quickly starting in November. So if you're fighting something, you're just going to get more resistance back. And it's really difficult because, you know, my phone broke and I couldn't go online, and it was such a relief not to be able to have to be on Facebook or anything like that, because there's so much of that pushing against. So just watch where you're doing that in your own life, whether it's around money, whether it's around where am I making it hard? Where am I telling myself a story that's making it harder than it needs to be? What's the story I can tell to make it a little easier, to make it a little more fun? Trust that change is happening for everyone's highest good. Because right now, guys, in the next few weeks, there's tension, there's fear, there's anxiety. There's a lot happening on the collective, and we're all sensitive and we're all feeling it on some level, okay? All you can control is knowing that everything is working out for you, that everything is unfolding perfectly. I'm here in California, and I'll give an example of like the fires. You know, you could have fires all around you and be totally safe. And that's kind of the energy that is going on right now. It's like there's fires everywhere, yet you need to contain and be safe in your own little bubble. And that's the challenge right now, because there's an onslaught of stuff happening. Survival fears, money fears, health fears. I mean, so much is going on, you guys, that there's no way you're not being affected in some way. For me personally, you know, my mother-in-law has been in and out of the hospital. I mean, things are coming to a head in so many ways. If you are ignoring something, it's coming into your face. And it's this month, it's come into your face and you've had to face it in some way. And this is going to continue into November. So be open to solutions and magic happening in your life. For those of you that don't know, I have two little boys that are 5 and 3, and I don't do like Santa or the Easter Bunny or any of that stuff. I tell them the stories and read books, but I don't do it because I really believe in the real magic of the universe. And when I don't want them to lose that. And that's part of what we really want to awaken, especially moving into this new year, like at the end of 2020 and sort of closing out this energy and moving into the next. I'm also a singer, and a friend sent me a song, and it was called 2020. And it was a very funny song because it talked about basically what an SHIT show 2020's been. But then the song resolves in saying hindsight is 2020. And I got goosebumps. I was like, oh yeah, it's like, we're going to look back and go, now I understand why it went down the way it did. You're going to see how every single thing that's happened this year has a higher purpose that's leading to something we want. And that's how it is in your own life. When things happen, it's leading you towards what you want. The biggest message I'm getting for you guys today is it is your job to empower yourself. It is your job to open to more love in your life. And over and over again, every client I have, the consistent thing is as soon as we get afraid, as soon as we get anxious, as soon as we see a condition that we don't like, we close our hearts down. By the way, myself included. My husband doesn't. He has this sort of, he stays open. And I'm like, how do you do that? Like, I feel myself close. And I have to consciously like, open my heart, open my heart, open my heart. And this is about really empowering myself to let my inner being, to let my higher self drive the car and go, you know what? You get the reins here. When I close off and I shut down, I'm cutting off my biggest resource, which is my inner being's taking me towards everything I want. My inner being's taking me to what would love do now? You know, I remember hearing what would love do now 20 years ago. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is like so hard, but it's easy when I look at an animal or my kids, what would love do now? Love would always bring compassion, empathy, kindness. That's always what love would do. Even when looking at conditions that are horrible or scary and that's what we need to learn to do is how can I see this situation from an empowered place of my inner being? Because my inner being is never going to look at something and not feel love towards it. Now, is this easy to do? Not so much, but we will do it. We're going to work on it. Okay, guys. So as I take callers, I'm so excited because on Dee's show, I got the help. So I can see your name, which is so exciting. I really want you guys to dig deep today and be willing to go there. Let's release some stuff. Let's open to the new. Let's get this pod started. All right, let's start with Mary from South Carolina. Hello.
Hello there, darling. It's been a while since I've spoken with you. Oh, gosh. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yay. So what can we help you with today?
Oh, well, I wondered what your thoughts were on my husband wants to get a new vehicle. Bear in mind, okay, he just got one less than a year ago, but he doesn't like it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm saying to him, we need to wait and get through the retrogrades. What is your thought on that?
Well, the first thing I thought was, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. The retrograde to me can affect you or not. It's all about where you stand. So I think the retrograde affects collective more than people on an individual level. I think you can choose to go, I'm going to work this retrograde, because retrograde is about going inward. And I think your reaction is, first of all, I got to know immediately, but I got to know from your energy saying, why do you need a new car? We don't need a new car. We're good. Like, it's more like logical. You're like, no, like, what? I think that you can feel that. Why is he getting the car? He's trying to change a condition. He's like, if I get this other car, I'll feel better.
Right.
And you're going, no, you won't. Because it's not about the car. It's not
absolutely
about the
correct.
Car. So, yeah, so what I would get to with him is, what feeling are you seeking? My favorite thing to say, ask people is, what's the core need? What do you think you're going to get when you get that car? What's the feeling you're looking for? Freedom, excitement, what? Because the car is not going to bring that. You got
to
bring that
his
in the
response
now.
To that, his response to that is that I want something that you can drive, because what he has now is this monster pickup truck that I won't even be more than me.
That's not the,
and I'm a good driver of just
real...
about tractors and everything. But
sure,
I'm not...
sure. I totally get it, but that's not the real reason, and you know it. That's what he said.
I do.
That's right. You go. Okay, you're making it about me, but really it's
uh-huh.
about you. So let's bring it back to you, and I get that, and I appreciate that. And what do you want? What do you want? And really getting together, it's such a powerful conversation. It's such a simple conversation. But, you know, even with my five-year-old son, I'll say, what do you want? And it's hard for people to go, this is what I want. So I would
mm-hmm.
really ask him, what are you really looking for? What do you really want? Why? What would you get even if he says, you know, it's about you, blah, blah, blah. You got to let him go deep. Let's go a little deeper. What's the feeling you want in the car? And this is how we need to look at life, because everything we want is because we're seeking a feeling.
Right. Right.
But I get a no on getting a new car right now. I definitely get a no. I get a no because it's like the circumstances aren't right. There's something about cars. There's something about interest rates. Like, all that stuff isn't lining up right now.
That's what I get, too. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I would trust that. That's just validation from your, you know,
thank
I'm
you.
Just giving you permission. Okay.
Well, you know, sometimes that's all you need.
That's it. Thanks.
Thank
so
you,
much.
Love.
Amazing Saturday.
So good to hear your voice. I sure do
me
love
too.
You.
Oh, I love you guys. Oh, next I have Lynn from LA. Hey, girl.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so
what do we got?
I'm ready for a general.
All right, let's do a general. Girl, what is going on? So you are one of the people I was talking to around your heart center, mama. There's still what I would love you to process through in the remainder of this month is all that old disappointment. In love,
okay.
It's like there's a little bit of you carrying it with you. A little bit. Not as much as it always is, but like you can't have any of it. You have to fully open your heart to the new. They're showing me like a new sun, a new beginning, but you got to really let go of the idea that you're going to be disappointed if you open fully. Because the truth is, you've never really opened fully to a person. They're showing me in love and career.
Okay. All right. I get it, and I've been working on that since we last spoke.
Okay.
What else can I mean, what else can I do to do that?
Let's see. Well, I want you to start really magnifying the belief of your success. I want you to feel it. I want you to see it. I want you to get excited about it. I want you to know it's there. You need to find a way, Lynn, to feel it in the now and know it's coming. That is just such a powerful place to be of like, you know, let me really tune in to the things that feel good. Because I was talking about this with Steven the other day, actually, how there's always going to be the not fun part of the journey. Like if you book a show and you got to wake up at 3 a.m. to be on set and 3 hours of makeup or what, you know, those things you just do, right?
Right.
There's always going to be a sort of journey to get to shooting it, you know, working on it. But there's always things to do, but it's like seeing yourself in a power position, feeling it in your bones and activating that, because that's what's going to light it up faster, no matter what is happening. I have clients that are like actors that are like, I'm working. What do you mean? I'm flying all over the place. I'm working. And then I have other people going, there's no work. I'm like, well, this person's manifesting it and this person's manifesting it because there's clarity. So it doesn't matter
right.
what people say or COVID, none of it's all irrelevant. It's you got to line up with, there's my success. I've already created it. I know it's there. I've been putting into that pile for years. It's calling me. I'm listening to the call. And that's the daily work for you. And in order to hear the call, you have to be fully open.
Right.
And tuned
okay,
to
I got it.
Like a, you see what I mean? Because it's not
yeah.
active in you. It's there, but it's not alive. Does that make sense?
I feel
I mean,
it.
I
know
I sound
it.
Like a crazy... You got it. Okay, good. Yes, so you felt it go, oh, that's, it's a tweak. It's a tweak,
yes.
but it's a powerful, it's really fun. It's going to be fun. Once you get there, you're like, oh, this feels good. Okay, I want to stay here. that's what we want.
Thank you so much.
All right, of course, Lenny. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Next, I have Emily in California. I got my California girls up in here. Hi.
Hi, Nadia.
Emily. Hi.
So?
How we doing, girl? How we doing?
I'm good. I would love a general.
All right. I was already ready for you. Okay. God, they keep this. I think we got this exact energy the last time, which is all about you connecting. Powerful connections for you is coming in. New beginning. Powerful connections. New people. There is a little bit of, for lack of a better word, storm coming a little bit. Not a bad storm, but there's a little bit of like something you got to walk through in order
something to walk through.
Something to walk through. Yeah, that's not going to be uncomfortable. Okay, I don't know if
okay.
it's a difficult conversation. I don't know if it's facing something uncomfortable, but they're showing me new beginnings and new connections with people. But in order to do that, there's something to walk through. Let me get some discernment on that. What's going on with her? Walking through what? Walking through what? Walking through. What does she have to go through? Ah, good. Okay, so this is really, you were one of the people I was talking to when I said making things hard. I would really look at where you bound yourself. You know, I do this with myself, with my kids. I'll like bound myself into something and make something hard instead of going with their flow. I'm like, no, we can't do that.
Uh-huh.
I say no instead of like, yes, let's just go with the flow of that. Yes, let's just, I'm a no person. Okay. And you are similar to me. It's like, no. Instead of, well, let me sit
okay.
with it for a second. Let me go with the flow of this. Because it, part of the storm is really releasing this old anxiety. This is part of why you want to run places, you know, where you want to go. I want to run here. I'm going to go here. I'm going to do that. You're a doer
yeah.
in that way. But it's really going, let me sit with and say yes to things in a new way instead of trying to action my way there. It's an energetic saying yes to release this old
okay.
bound that has been around you. They're literally showing me like tight, and you are definitely need to open your heart more. You've been isolated, it feels like, again, COVID, but there's this sense of you protecting your heart still. And that's what's
okay.
going to be uncomfortable, is opening fully and really sitting in that vulnerability in order to
okay.
create these connections and new beginnings. So that's part of, you're the one of those people that appears open that's tricky because you seem like you're open.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you're friendly
yeah,
and you're open,
that
you're sweet. And yes. If I fully
and
open.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So fully
what
open.
Were you gonna say?
And this storm to walk through, is that...
Uh-huh.
related to love or money or?
Okay, let's see. I get a yes on both. It's a general feeling of having to walk through being uncomfortable and knowing that you're going to get, that you're going to survive it and that you're going to be okay.
Okay. Okay.
You know, it's like, oh, I can brave this storm. Like, this is the analogy they're giving me. I can brave this storm and get out of the other side. It's temporary. But let me, I
yeah.
have to move through it though. I have to move through it
yeah.
because it's in front of me. Okay, so to get to the sun and the parting of the clouds, I must go through this passage is the way they're showing it to me.
Okay. I feel like it's starting.
Exactly. It is. Yeah. But that's why they're showing it to me. It's like the new beginning's right there. And this, it's just, you can't, like I said to Lynn, you can't carry any old stuff with you anymore. It's just that you just can't.
Okay.
So it's already starting. And this is love and money for you are the same energy because it's receiving.
Yeah.
Having to trust other people, having to allow other people to support you, having to, you know, it's all of that. So it's the same for you. It's the same for a lot of people, but for you, identical. Like the same exact shit for both. So you're the
same
that it'll
manifest at
the same time. Yeah, and it'll manifest at the same time for you. You're really good at speaking your truth. You're just not good at really bringing all of your vulnerability to the table. And that's what you need moving forward.
All the vulnerability.
Finding power in our vulnerability. All right. Thanks, Emily.
Wow. Thank you so much. I love you, Nadia.
Always. Love you. You guys are so awesome. All right, next I have Julie in Indiana. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. How can I help you today?
I was just wondering, I have a lot of medical conditions, and I feel like I can't trust my intuition. And because it has not panned out for me in the past, and I'm just wondering like what it is that I need to do to feel more confident in that.
Sure. So what do you mean it hasn't panned out in the past? Can you give me an example?
You know, like if I did, I do some treatments thinking, you know, I tuned into them and I honed in and I thought that this would really be a good thing for me to do. Then I go and do the treatment. The treatment makes me worse. I'm like, oh.
All right. So there's several things going on here that I'm going to address. Number one is what I would start doing is, first of all, the solutions that you are asking for are available. And that's what's confusing to you is because you're going, well, this outside thing is the source of my solution. It's not, but it's walking you towards it. And even if it didn't look like it was walking you towards it, it was. So I don't want you to feel like what they're showing me is you weren't wrong. You just aren't really in alignment with solution. So you attract things that feel like off track, but it's actually long-term not hurting you, if that makes sense. So your inner being, the way you know it's the right thing, Julie, is it's going to feel calm and like clarity. Your inner being is there loud and clear. You're just not used to listening to it. You have so much anxiety and pent-up momentum around the physical issues because, here it is. I'm looking at it again. I'm having negative emotion about it. Oh, here it is again. I mean, you have a lot of evidence. You have a lot of energy pushing against your physical symptoms. And what your inner being isn't pushing against them. It's saying, here's a solution to this. 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 You know what I mean? So what we need to get you to is how to soothe yourself when you're in that anxiety. As you learn to soothe yourself emotionally, the solutions will not only come in, but it will feel like such clarity. Do you know what I mean? These other things felt like you had to make a choice. Well, here's this thing. Okay, that feels like sounds like a good idea. Let me do it. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't feel to me like you were like, that's it. That's the one. That's right. Yes, I feel great about it. It doesn't feel like that.
Okay.
Inner being talks to you through your emotions, not your head, the way you feel.
Okay.
So that's why people get disconnected because they're disconnected from the way they feel because you're in so much pain all the time that of course you want to disconnect from how you feel. Right? Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So,
right.
I mean, it makes sense to me. So the first thing I would do is start really being honest with yourself that you're really scared and that you're really uncomfortable. And I feel so much sadness and grief inside of you that needs to be released and expressed. Write it down. Talk to somebody about it. Chronic pain and illness is a thing that needs to be dealt with because it's extremely emotionally taxing. And that's what okay. I feel from you is emotionally taxed. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, my gas tank is just empty around this subject. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, very much so, yes.
Yeah, you're not in your power. You feel like you're powerless over your body. So there's a lot of these things that are piled up. Of course you can't hear your inner being, you know?
Yeah,
you don't
right.
believe there's a solution. You're going, no, I've tried everything. There is no solution. So this is what's dominant in your energy field. So what we want to do, Julie, is make the other stuff dominant. Inner being, I'm listening. I'm letting you take the driver's seat. I'm giving my body's permission to heal. I'm opening to the highest solutions. Okay, I see this pain is here. What is the pain bringing up? I feel powerless. I feel afraid. I feel anxious. Where are those feelings familiar in my life? Oh, I felt it when I was a little girl, and I felt it in my 20s, and I felt it at this point. Okay, that makes sense. I'm ready to let that go. How do I want to feel? I want to feel empowered. I want to feel vital and energized in my body. I want to feel powerful again. I want to feel like I'm the creator of my life. I want to feel like, you feel how the energy is already changing just by me talking?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to do with yourself.
Okay.
You need to not settle for feeling like crap. You can't settle. You can't stay there. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to get what you want. It's there. The solutions are absolutely alive and well, and they're in your field. You just got to tweak and go walk right towards them. And they're going to come in really fast, Julie, because right now, this energy that is happening on this planet is so fast, like, you're going to be amazed. I'm like, oh, there it is. This thing. Why didn't I see it before? It was right in front of me. Like, it's going to be like that.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome.
Okay.
Thank
I know
you.
That was a lot. I would re-listen to that because I threw a lot at you, but I just wanted you to get there.
I will.
I want you to feel free. I feel the calling of your soul for empowerment and freedom and solution because you've asked for it in such a powerful way. Just turn towards it because it's calling you. It's pulling you. Even with all your resistance, you know.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Julie.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course. Of course. And have a great day. All right. Next, I have Phyllis in New Mexico. I know all y'all today. Hi, Phyllis.
Hey, Nadia. Wow, I want to get clarity around something. I have some resistance to something. I started working with this young kid just for fun, you know, collaborating and helping him with social media. And because I took a bunch of courses and I'm actually good at it and blah, blah, blah. But what was I going to say? Oh, I just, you know, he has a story, you know, everybody has their story. You know, when you're at
sure.
that point, you're at a place in your life where you have your story. It's like, oh, here we go.
Of course.
And
yeah.
I just, you know, I've got to, you know, I kind of was like, okay, I don't have time for this right now. So I was busy.
Mm-hmm.
off doing a job. And so now it's like, okay, I just have this resistance to getting back in touch because it's like, I've got to sit down and do, I guess I got to sit down and do the tough love saying, like, look, you know, nobody gives a damn about your story, you know, basically.
Well, and you know, the way
so,
I would say it is this, I mean, and I totally get what you're saying. And what, first of all, I always go back to you. What about the story is
yeah.
triggering you? And I think it's that victim energy. It's again, disempowerment.
Yep.
And you're like, I see you just creating the same stuff over and over again, and I'm tired of it, you know, and I get it because I get that way with myself. I can't tolerate my own victim energy, you know, but there's definitely some resentment on your side. And of course there's going to be resistance, but if you want to talk to this person, the way I would talk to them is like, hey, I always talk as a mirror. This is what I'm hearing from you. And I'm hearing you say this over and over again. And I feel like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like you keep telling the story and then things don't get better. And I've learned for myself that I noticed for me, it's hard for me to keep hearing you sort of tell this story that I know is harming you. So it's like coming from love and compassion, even though,
yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? In order for yourself, because what it's really saying, Phyllis, is that you don't have that compassion for yourself when you are in a victim place. That's why we react to other people.
Yeah.
Because we're reacting to something in us. I have the same exact reaction. Whenever there's a,
yeah.
I don't let
yeah.
myself be in victim energy, I get angry or, you know, you're like me. I go A-type personality on your ass. You know what I mean? And when people are like, yeah, for me, I'm so blah, blah, I can't. But it's because I can't do that with myself. And I think that it's really showing you I need to be a little kinder and empathetic to myself when I do tell another story. If I am in a victim place,
okay,
I need to go inward to that little girl and let give her some attention.
Okay.
That's what's really happening.
Okay.
You know?
That's what I kind of knew, it was kind of me, but then there's another part of me. Well, maybe this guy is just, you know, full of shit. He's going to waste my time. I got worried about that too. I just want to get clarity.
Oh, really?
Is this somebody?
And I don't think that.
Is this somebody?
Your intuition is on the point. I think you feel this person keeps telling a victim story and keeps creating that energy, and I don't want that energy in my experience from myself. So, you know,
right.
It's always about us. It's always about you.
Right.
And then when you change you, you're going to go,
okay,
oh, I'm not resistant to him anymore, you know?
Okay. Yeah, there was another kid I had worked with maybe like last year a little bit, and then I just stopped because it just, you know, it was going nowhere. And then I think Dee had confirmed, yeah, he's just a taker. And I didn't feel that way about this kid.
He's just hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just hurting. Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah.
And I totally get that. Takers
okay
are like narcissists. This kid is just in pain. And doesn't know how to
yeah,
get out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That
so
resonates. That was a little. Thanks,
you can
Nadia,
feel your heart opened around it. I can feel your resistance shift. So that's awesome. I love
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Big help.
Thanks,
thank you.
Okay. Next, I have Linda in Minnesota. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi,
Linda.
Hi, honey. Hi.
Are you
oh,
doing?
I was like a general.
Okay. Let's see, Ms. Linda. All right, sweetie.
So glad
you
I got
are
to talk
definitely
to you today.
I know. It always works out that way. So there's still energy here, Mama, of this really not owning that you're the creator of your life. This keeps coming up with you. It's like you have, again, just like we were talking about with Julie, there is so much evidence of feeling powerless, but this is a really important time for you to mentally empower yourself. There's still a sense of other people can do it, I can't. There's a still comparison, but I do feel a much stronger connection with your intuition. I feel like that, whatever you've been doing with that, that is working. So keep doing that. But now it's really about empowering yourself to know that you really are the creator. It's time for you to really own that.
And how do I do that? Just take ownership of it?
Well, it's like I was saying to Julie, it's
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm going to stop giving all this energy. I don't have this and people aren't there to help me and this isn't working out and there's COVID and there's still, like we were just saying with Phyllis, a story that you keep telling that's disempowering you. And you know it's disempowering you because you can feel the negative emotion. So when you feel that negative emotion, you got to go, okay, if I feel negative emotion every time, it's because I feel disempowered. I don't feel like I have power over something. You know what I mean? Now, there are some things we need to move into acceptance to, right? But
right.
It's really about where's my power? My power is I accept this is what is, but this is what I want to create. I want to feel more independent. I want to feel connections with people. I want to feel, have wonderful conversations. I want to feel like I'm independent and vital in my body, whatever it is. You start focusing
yeah.
on what is it that I want to create? Not, oh, this is here and this is here and this is here and this is here. You keep noticing what is, and that's not empowering you. What is
right.
You created what is a year ago and here it is. What do you want to
yeah.
put into your future? That's what we want
okay.
to focus on. What am I putting into my in my path? What's happening now is old news.
Okay.
You guys are going to see. We're going to get through this corona thing. Okay, thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
I know. We'll get through it. We got this.
Yes, we got it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, next I have Kirk in Long Island. Hi, Kirk.
Hey, gorgeous. How you doing?
Hi, good. I love being called gorgeous.
Oh.
I'll take it.
Yeah, just an awesome call. I'm going to go for a general.
Okay, so the first
like
thing that's coming in. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, so the first thing that's coming in is there something that you're avoiding, okay, within yourself? Okay, there's something that it looks like grief, it looks like loss, it looks like disappointment, that I think you want to stay really positive, Kirk. You just have such a positive energy, but there's something that needs attention. Do you know what this is?
One thing I've been saying this week is I kind of feel like I missed the pandemic because I've been so busy and it's been basically a really good year. And
great.
The idea of having downtime to do other things, I'll let you carry on from here.
Yeah, so there, I think that you didn't miss it. I mean, you definitely, it's great that you were busy and you manifested that, and I love that, and that's awesome. They're showing me something, and it feels a little old, because I think you're really ready to go to the next level, because they're showing me, like, travel, movement, moving, some kind of big change coming up. I don't know if this is in the works now or coming in the near future. And in order for that change to, like, kind of go off without a hitch, there's this sense of what is something that you really want to create, Kirk, that you haven't yet?
I am on the, well, acting.
There it
is. Picking up again. But I...
Okay.
From the beginning of the call, somebody mentioned about a car. It's time for me to move into a newer used car, and I feel like if I commit to it, I'll sell the old one first.
Right.
Is that...
But what I'm getting is around the acting. So there's a piece. I feel like you've been doing this a long time. This ain't your first rodeo.
Yeah.
You've been through a lot
right.
of ups and downs. And just like with Lynn, I'm feeling that energy of you're still carrying with you this old idea of who you are. And you're a new, almost better version of yourself as an artist and an actor now. And that old version needs to sort of, I'm trying to make sense of the way they're giving this to me. It's like you need a rebirth, a new beginning. And in order to do that, there's this sort of old disappointment, old idea of the business, old ideas of what you're supposed to be or who you should be or what it's going to supposed to look like. And I want you to throw it away and go, this is how it's done. This is how it's going to go. This is who I am now, because that's where the success line is for you. Not doing anything the way it was. And I think that's why the car is coming in, because the new car is a new vehicle to move forward. But you're the new vehicle. Do you see what I mean? You.
I do.
Yeah, and I think that... There's something bugging me here. Can you give me the month and day of your birthday, Kirk?
5/23.
Okay. Yeah, so you're Gemini. So you're this, you know, jack of all trades. You want to do this. You have your hand in this. You have your hand in that. You have your hand in that. You know, you have that youth about you. This is where the pain is, around love. This is where, thank you, they gave it to me clear now, I got it. Okay, so this is such a theme, I love it when people have themes in the day. Opening fully, like with acting, there's this sense of you that's like, I can kind of phone it in, and you just can't, to get to your real success, you can't phone it in. You got to really bring that love, and you've been hurt in the past. And I think that it's really about facing that hurt and turning it around and moving forward into, I love my life. I love what I'm doing. I'm my full self. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Something I was reflecting on this morning was about a gap in love. I didn't think it was self-love, but although there is always a corollary.
Well, I think it's both. I think it's, I want to give my, like, it's like when we really love something, like I've been doing music since I was 7 years old and I've gotten my ass kicked in the business, right? So I had to really do a lot of work and I'm getting back into doing music and recording and getting my music placed and all this stuff again. And I had to really clean up my energy around all the disappointments I had since I was 7 years old. Four record deals, sexual harassment, you know, name it, I've gone through it, right? So it's like, that's what they're showing me with you is like, there's a part of me that closed my heart to music. I didn't want to love it anymore because it had hurt me. And that's what I'm feeling with you is this sense of, I got to get back to doing this because I started this because I love it.
Right.
You know, and getting back
yeah.
to, I want to love it. I want to love it again. I want to fall in love with you again, acting, music, whatever it is. And that's really going to open up everything. And that's the new car. All the new car, I'm not worried about any of that. It's more about once you open to that, all the new stuff can come because that's where you started. That's the original
yeah.
intention.
Yep.
I felt it. I felt you shift. I felt you get it, Kirk. So I'm glad you got
oh,
it. So I was like,
yeah,
I got to
yeah.
get this to him, you know.
Well, dare to love it. Oh, thank you.
That's it. And it's hard. It's hard. It's not easy, but it's where all the good stuff is.
Okay. Look for an email from me this week, okay?
I will. Thanks, Kirk.
Love you, everybody. Thank you.
All right. Next, I have Kathy in Illinois. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Kind of a general focused on finances, career.
All right. Finances. Money, 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 money. Okay.
I know.
Oh, my goodness, girl. It's definitely you are focused on not having enough, not having enough. You need to find, go, I want my life. What I want you to ask for, Kathy, is balance. I want there to be a perfect balance of giving and receiving. I want every time money goes out, 10 times more comes in. This theme with this group today is so much about, and this is going to sound crazy when I'm saying to you, Kathy, I love money. Money is always there for me. Money is amazing. Money is so hot and sexy. I love me some money. Bring some love towards the money. Because money's like, you hate me. You angry at me. It's like a relationship. You know what I mean? And I want
uh-huh.
to be like, I love you, money. You're so good to me. You know what I mean? It's like an animal. Like, look at money like a puppy. You know what I mean? So easy to love money. Money loves me. I love money. We have such a good relationship. We've healed our relationship. Because there's this negative attachment you have. It's so old to not having enough. And it's an old attachment. I'm so used to not having enough that I'm done with this. I'm done not having enough. You've been asking for money for so long. It's like there's a dam with an ocean of money, and you just need to break the dam. You see what I'm saying, Kathy? Do you feel what I'm saying? You built the dam. You built it. Take it down.
I know. I keep saying someday I have to open the door and
open
get flooded
the door,
with.
Let it. That's right. That's exactly the energy. They are showing me you come with money coming in. It's there. It's ready. You've asked and asked and asked and asked. It's a big pile, more than you can even spend. Like I said with Lynn, feel it. Feel that love for money. Feel how fun it's going to be to spend it. Spend it in your mind. See how good it feels to go, it's all paid for. I don't got to worry about it. Money just keeps coming in. Find that feeling for 30 days and your money will 100% turn around. 30 days. But you got to check yourself. Every time you go, oh, there's not enough. Oh, check it. Every time. Every time you get a bill, oh, that wonky feeling. Every time I pay, thank you, water company. Thank you, electric company. Thank you, mortgage. You know, grateful. It's a practice that'll help you big time.
Yeah, because I know I did her health and wellness summit, and when I'm listening
mm-hmm.
to the final call, I went, "Oh my gosh, I didn't commit 100%. I didn't follow
yeah.
everything specifically.
Mm-hmm.
It's
uh-huh.
like I was halfway on the sidelines."
Yeah, and it's because.
And I'm wondering if this. Money creation
it's the same.
Has me,
it's the same.
I'm really halfway on the sidelines.
Yeah, you're going, can I really do it? I'm kind of a creative, but I'm really, but this is, you know, there's this reality thing, you know, and I get it. You know, if my husband talked to me about our 401ks, I'm like, I can't. I don't want to hear it because that messes up my energy. I don't like it. I'm like, no, we have money. Everything works out for us because that's the truth. But it's really hard when you're like, we don't have enough of the kids, and blah, blah, blah. You know, you can get stuck in this sort of mucky, what is itis, as Abraham would call it. What is itis? What is just a bouncing off point. So I want you to really commit to, it's like working out. If you want to lose weight, you got to exercise and eat well. And when people are like, I want money, but I just want to sit here and do nothing, you know, and let it cut. No, you got to do the work. I got to line, do the emotional work, just like you would the gym every day until you build a new muscle.
Okay.
You just need to build the muscle, Kathy, because it's there. The receiving muscle, you know?
Yeah, that might be the hard thing, receiving.
Yeah, and so make it easy. I want receiving to
yeah.
be easy. I want it to be my new normal, you know?
Yeah, the old belief you have to work hard for everything.
That's what I said to you guys in the beginning. I'm like, you guys want to make it hard. Why are you guys making it so hard? Why can't things be easy? You know, it's one of the first things I talked about in my workshop is letting yourself want it. It's like we stop letting ourselves want things because we don't believe we're going to have them. You know,
yeah.
Let yourself want the big money. I remember listen to Oprah, listen to the billionaires, how they created it. Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton lived in the mountains with 12 siblings, no shoes, peeing off the porch, no toilet, as poor could be. And she's Dolly Parton. You know, you can create it from anywhere. You know,
yeah.
And that I always watch those documentaries, watch those people, because you're going to get inspired when you see, wow, I see how manifestation works, and I can do that too. From anywhere. Doesn't matter where I am. I can get anywhere. Yes?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Gabby. Yes,
you're welcome.
Thanks. I'll see you soon.
You bet.
All righty. Next I have LaVon from Reno. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. Thanks for being here. I would love a general.
All right. Let's see what's happening. All right, LaVon. All right. You're getting really good at expressing your truth. I love this. I love seeing this for you. There's a sense of like you're more comfortable with yourself. Definitely for you, they're showing me you – I want you to be channeling more. I want you to do more meditation, more receiving. Is there a career change, money change of money coming in or something like this?
Career is kind of up in the air. I'm trying to decide what I want to do with it.
Yeah, they're showing me anxiety around that. And the way to get through that is show me the way there. Not what do I need to do? What do I need to do? I need to figure it out. Show me the way there. I'm going to meditate my way there. They're showing me like when you're doing something benign, like driving a car or taking a shower, that's when it's going to come to you. But I want you to receive
right.
the inspiration, not look for it and figure it out.
Got it.
Because that brings you anxiety.
Okay.
That puts you in the wrong energy when you're like, I need to figure out what I'm going to do. You know, it's no, show me.
Right.
Show me where my greatness is. They're showing me doors opening around you. There's actually a lot of options for you. You want the one that's going to feel the best. So I would sit down. What do I know? What do I know? I know that I want money coming in. I know that I want to be excited about going to work. I know that I want to work with people that are amazing. I know I want to be an uplifter. I know I want to do something that fulfills me. What do you know? And then let the path light up.
Okay. That makes total sense.
My favorite thing. Ask yourself questions
right.
you know the answers to. Don't ask yourself when and how. Ask yourself why. What? What and why do I want? What do I want and why do I want it? Now show me.
Okay.
Get in a receptive place.
Great.
You get in your head, LaVon. That's your problem. You get in your head and drop into that heart. Drop into it. Because that's really what you're looking for. I just want to love my life. I want to love what I'm doing. I want to feel great every day. I want to be excited. I want to be passionate, right?
Right.
I do see you.
Exactly.
You need to do something that helps people in some way, LaVon. You have to. You can't do something that doesn't help people in some way. That's really important to you.
It has to be beneficial. Yes.
Yeah, it has to be that win-win. You want that win-win. I win, you win, everybody wins.
Right.
When you see, do you see other people doing the thing you want to do?
I'm not
sure.
Do
you see it out there in the world? Well, when you look at other people, because there is this sense of, oh, other people figured it out and I didn't. There's a sense of comparison that I'm getting. And I want you to get off of there. Oh, at this age, I should know. Or, but I want you to get off of anything that has to do with you comparing yourself to other people. Because that's mucking you up. Like, I should have it figured out. No, there's no should. Open to it. It's something new. It's something different than you've done before. You're not supposed to know it until now. The timing wasn't right until now. They're showing me something new in January. Usually I don't get a timeline, but I want you to open, because it could come in sooner, but I want you to open to your personal happiness. That's really what I want you to go after, your personal happiness.
I keep going back to sound healing. I'm drawn
I love
to
it.
That.
I love sound healing. There's going to be something that you don't know yet. They're showing me something that's a combination of everything. I don't know if it's like a center where you're going to do other things. It's like a yes and. When you say sand healing, it's like yes and, but there's something else. Yes and, there's something else. Like, just give me that. There's more.
Okay, that's exciting.
See what it is. It is exciting. It feels great.
All right. Thank you so
All
much,
All right,
Nadia.
Thanks, Yvonne. No problem. All right, next I have Jennifer from Indianapolis.
Oh,
hello.
Wonderful. Hello. I would love a general.
All right. Let's see what's going on with you, Jennifer. Okay. First thing coming in for you. Okay. So there's, I feel like there's something that you've either recently walked away from or going to walk away from, in the process of walking away from. Do you know what this is?
Probably the way I've been doing work.
Yeah, it feels like almost like you're leaving a job, going to a new one in a way. It feels like that, but it's not exactly that. Okay, so there is that sense. So there is some energy there that we need to sort of clean up. And again, the intention with you, Jennifer, is to empower you. And there is this sense that you're not fully in your power. So they're also showing me, God, you guys are so in line with each other today. It's just insane to me when I get the really similar energies for you guys. It's just, you guys, this is law of attraction. It's best. There's also showing me love and disappointments in love. So we have both things going on here.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the priority?
Big time.
Yeah. Okay. So they're tied together. Like, this is what's disempowering you in your career.
Yeah.
In work is this sort of love thing. So do you want to go there? Because I would like to get to the core of something instead.
Absolutely.
Okay. So tell me what the disappointment and the grief and the hurt is. Can you do you mind going there with me for a minute?
Not at all. I think disappointment and grief is years of working really hard, really being helpful to others, and getting disappointed and or hurt by those people.
Yes. Now, you are a healer energy. You are that energy. So you definitely, like me, it's easy. We love giving. Unfortunately, in the beginning, we tend to attack takers. And I literally, what you just said is so funny to me. I just have to share with you, because my husband was like, it's like you see everyone disappoints you. I was like, yeah, I always go back to that. Let everyone disappoints me. And I'm like, that's something for me that I work on heavily. I really work on that because I'm like you. So part of that is I expect people to disappoint me. And people are only are playing out the roles that I assigned to them. Do you know what I mean?
I know
it's horrible, but it's true. Okay. You kind of can't deny it. So I want to go. I want to bring that love and energy that I give to other people towards me. So what I would do is, the way to remedy that is because you're not really giving that to yourself. You're giving because you really don't think you're enough. Instead of giving because you're so in your power and so full. It's, let me give so I have value and I can receive love. Do you see what I mean? But really, I don't really believe I'm deserving of love, so I'm going to be disappointed. So that's the pattern that you want to release, okay? So it's really about I want to love me and put me first, and then other people will start to put me first and be able to show up for me. Yes?
Yes, you are so spot on. So where do I start?
Well, it starts with that. Literally the first thing you want to do is go just the perspective shift of what can I do to love me today instead of what can I do for other people today? It's literally starting the day with my intention is to love myself today and give to myself today and honor myself today and listen to my feelings and treat myself like I treat everyone else.
Yeah, I hear
hey,
you,
thank you
loud and clear. Thank you so much. That was great.
I went a little over, you guys. No problem. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm at intuitionbynadia.com. I have my own show coming the first week of November. Call in if I didn't get to you guys today. Sending so much love. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.